Extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Stephanie Lulay from Block Club Chicago with some grocery store news. People on the Northwest Side are going to be happy to hear about this, won't they?
Good morning, Bob. They sure are. Yes, the rumors are true. The Northwest Side is getting its first Trader Joe's in Jefferson Park. We saw the city council approve a zoning change Wednesday, and it's going to clear the way for this popular grocery store to replace a former CVS at 6200 West Higgins Avenue.
And coincidentally, the 2025 Axios Harris poll has just been released, and Trader Joe's has taken the top spot as America's most reputable brand. We also have some food news from the South Side, and this is going to be well received in Englewood because they need this, don't they?
Yes, Bob. There's a $7.1 million Englewood food hub coming. It's going to bring a soul food diner to the area, a sports restaurant to the neighborhood, and many more kind of pop-up restaurants. It's even going to bring a pop-up kitchen for aspiring restaurateurs to test out their eats. And that's in the works for early next year, we hope.
And you mentioned the city council. The big meeting was yesterday. And what's next now for this curfew business, the ordinance that would give the police superintendent authority to implement a youth curfew at any time and location?
Yeah, the vote on the snap curfew has been delayed for now. I think the city council is still working out some issues. Specifically, what they're concerned about is, you know, who will have control over who gets to call the snap curfew. Some of the aldermen want to see just the superintendent of police have this power, and others want it to be a more collaborative process where the mayor's director of public safety would also have to agree to that snap curfew. So more to come on this one, Bob, and we'll be following.
Finally, this had to happen. Pope beer? What's the story on this?
Bob, is there nothing Pope that we don't have now? I think we have it all.
Yeah, I do. I think apparently we don't, though. There's one more now.
Burning Bush Brewery up in North Center has brewed its own Dub Pope beer. It's a mild ale. It's a mild ale, and it'll be on tap starting Friday there.
Of course, yeah. 4014 North Rockwell, the Burning Bush Brewery. And obviously, the next story will be that they're sending shipments of this to the Vatican, right?
Yes, we'll see if it agrees with him.
More at blockclubchicago.org. Stephanie Lulay, thank you. Have a good one, Steph.
Thanks so much, Bob.